We've been hearing a lot recently about big cities running low on water, like Sao Paulo, Brazil, or Los Angeles. Now add one more to the list, Lima. The capital of Peru is facing its own water crisis, but it's also finding some unexpected solutions by looking back in time. Here's more from Juliana Schatz. Her story was produced with help from Al Jazeera English.
Things are pretty good right now for Miriam Cacho when it comes to water. Cacho lives in a dusty but growing neighborhood perched on the steep hillsides of Lima's northern edge. We have running water from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., she says. A month ago, the neighborhood had no water at all. When there's no running water, Cacho says, we have to pick it up from the tanks down below and carry it all the way up at 3 in the morning. This is life in much of Peru's capital when it comes to water. The Andean city of 9 million is straining to keep up with population growth. It's also being hit hard by climate change, which is bringing diminished rainfall and disappearing glaciers. That means less water just when the city needs more, and it's got Peruvian authorities scrambling to secure new sources, including some unexpected ones. About 75 miles northeast and 7,000 feet above Lima, a narrow, well-manicured stone canal wraps around the side of a mountain amid shocks of purple and yellow flowers. Victor Rojas grew up here, in the agricultural community of Huamantanga. He says his ancestors used a network of canals like this for over 1,000 years to bring water from the Andean mountaintops above to the crops down here. They called it Mamanteo.
Because it's just like the mom breastfeeding her kid.
That's Oscar Angulo, a hydrologist for a Peruvian NGO.
The earth and the Pachamama is going to feed the mountain and at the same time is going to feed the streams.
Angulo says the canals kept water flowing to these traditional communities even in the dry season. But as things changed here over the last few decades, the ancient infrastructure was largely abandoned.
Most of the young people, they just travel to Lima and they forget about how to maintain this canal. So the old people, the old comuneros, they were running out of water.
That's how Angulo found things when he arrived to Huamantanga in 2012. He and his organization set out to restore the canals. Before long, water was flowing to the village again, and the effort caught the attention of the Peruvian water authorities. Luis Acosta works for SUNAS, Peru's national water regulator. When I spoke with him by Skype, he told me that even small conservation efforts, like restoring the ancient canals, can contribute what he calls their little grain to solving Lima's water challenge. So along with big-ticket water projects, the government has begun supporting small and often remote projects. What good are those huge systems, Acosta asks, when there's no water at the source? Because here's the thing. While the canals help the residents of Huamantanga get better crops up here in the mountains, they also channel more water into Lima's rivers. What's good for the villagers can also be good for the city dwellers. No one knows exactly how good yet, how much water from up here will make it down to Lima through projects like this. Oscar Angulo's team is testing that with tracer dyes that they put in the water here and look for down there. But Angulo estimates that as much as half of the water captured by these canals could eventually end up in the city. So far, the restoration of the canals has been a fairly low-key effort, carried out, Angulo says, largely by returning villagers like Victor.
The restoration is made by rocks, which the community collects here in the upper areas of the hill, and cement. So it was a very small investment at the beginning.
But that investment will start to grow next year, when all Lima residents will begin paying a small tax to invest in conservation projects like this. By themselves, these small projects won't come close to solving Lima's water problems, and the impacts of climate change on Peru's water supply are likely to get worse. But as Luis Acosta says, the Peruvian government has come to recognize that in the face of crisis, every speck is worth investing in, even ancient and nearly forgotten technology like these little mountain canals. For The World, I'm Juliana Schatz, Huamantanga, Peru.